weeks, Solidarity Brickie team listener, when big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital announced excitedly, proudly, the budget surplus will be even larger, even more surplus than predicted, allowing the government to provide support for those doing it tough. I know people are doing it tough, Jim told us, and I know people are doing it tough. So what are you doing about it, Jim? I'm talking about it, because I know people are doing it tough. Yes, yes, but what will you do about it? I told you, I know people are doing it tough. So you'll use the surplus to help the people you know, and I'm pretty sure you do know, people are doing it tough. You're right, I do know, but no, if we spend the surplus, we won't have a surplus. But isn't the surplus money government raises to provide services which is not spending on services? No, no, let me explain. The surplus is money raised so we can have a surplus. So what will you do with the surplus? It will allow us to help those doing it tough. And I know people are doing it tough. What, by not spending it? Exactly. Thanks, Jim. Pleasure. And for the third week in a row, the Socialists have picked up the Courage Under Fire Award of the Week. This time, the State Socialists, who with firm resolve announced a tax on private schools, creating apoplexy in the luxurious grounds of the private colleges. Disaster, we'll have to raise our fees, the poor, poor parents. And thus, the firm resolve dissipated like fairy floss. Well, done, State Socialists. Your Courage Under Fire Award is on its way. The federal government, with the same firm resolve, has announced it will ban gambling ads. Apoplexy this time in that industry and the filthy rich sports and media who'll lose the ads. The government now agreeing to meet those affected to discuss the policy. Somehow I see yet another Courage Under Fire Award in the offing. On which, following yet another Her Most Gracious Majesty's Royal Commission exposing massive crime and corruption in the private mint casino industry, in this case the Star Private Mint in Sydney, Star Private M facing a huge tax increase. The new New South Wales Socialist Government agreed this week to delay the tax, presumably to allow poor Star Private M to make just a little more of a killing so it can afford to pay the tax if and when it ever kicks in. Not that these people have more influence than you or me, listener. And in the, my word, it's hard to believe, isn't it, department, just as government assistance for childcare is about to kick in, what do you know? The heavily subsidised caring childcare industry jacks up its fees. My word, it's hard to believe, isn't it? Oh, and as the Reserve Losses Bank insists wages must fall and unemployment must rise, so we can all be better off, what a party pooper, the OECD, which reported bumper profits and not slow wages growth, had spurred inflation. But we can be sure the diverse thinkers at the Reserve Losses Bank will treat that with the disdain it deserves. Warmists, as Lord Rupert of Wapping's usual suspect columnist Bolt Through the Head calls idiot economic vandals who still believe there might just be such a thing as climate change, warmists up in Queensland have come up with a great idea for future generations. A coral museum. A living coral biobank, they're calling it. Preserving the sundry corals on the Great Barrier Reef so future generations can see what used to be in the sea. Given former chief scientist at the True Blue Aussie Institute of Marine Science, Charlie Veron, says there's not a chance in heaven of saving the barrier reef. Imagine the disdain with which Lord Rupert and his lackey Bolt Through the Head must regard him. Once upon a time, dear little children, all this lived and thrived in the sea, just out there. But for the common good, the great fossil giants and the government concerned about the great fossil giants, the common good, knew there were more important things. Isn't it good that future generations can see what used to be, if the future gets that far? And imagine what sceptics would make of the warmers at the Climate Action Tracker, who reckon if the rest of the world followed True Blue Aussie's current commitments and policies, global warming would exceed 3 degrees. True blue Aussie not doing near enough? What nonsense. Don't they care about the hard-working fossil boardrooms, shareholders, profits? And it's not like we're doing nothing, goodness no. We've made a commitment to do something, and it doesn't matter anyway. The Lord Rupert usual suspect columnist assures us more and more carbon dioxide is good for us, good for the planet, promotes growth, life, all the while denying it's happening anyway. The problem was summed up by one of the caring fossils, BP for Big Polluter, which bemoaned the fact the transition from fossils was thwarted by True Blue Aussie's policies, urging more priority and funding for project-enabling infrastructure. It's True Blue Aussie Supremo Frederick Balder's brass advised. We need overarching policy frameworks to de-risk investment. De-risk, Frederick. Yes, ensure we don't use any of and risk any of our money. So you're happy to invest if the government pays for it. Exactly. We care. And caring energy giant AG Hell for Customers picked up the perfect timing of the week award when same day it announced record profits and informed customers their bills will rise by as much as 51%. Good news, guaranteeing even more record profits next year, and quite possibly it will make a small donation to the Coral Museum to prove its commitment to the environment. The most disgraceful event of the week occurred in Big Polluter's home country, our mother country, when these long-haired, commie, greeny, wooden-working and iron lots from some warmest group called No More Oil invaded the hallowed turf of Lords, prompting the Lord Supremo Guy Lavender, Lavender Blue, but most definitely not Lavender Green, I suspect, who condemned the action in the strongest possible terms, complete disregard for people who pay to attend events. And how shocking that those who don't pay, who watch or don't watch the game while enjoying the lavish corporate hospitality, charming, respectable, great, caring business class men have to see such antisocial behaviour. Many of whom would doubtless be oil and fossil executives, making the protest even more disgraceful. For all the oil and fossil behemoths tell us how committed they are to addressing climate change, if there is such a thing, and realise we need oil and fossils to transform from oil and fossils. Shame, no more oil, shame. And I stressed men, because in a telly shot of the corporate room where the caring business class elite gather, I could not see one woman. Sometimes we have to admit we were wrong, wrong, wrong. Well, I have to admit, after Simple Simon went to the great parliament in the sky, I discovered I had misjudged him all these years. That he was a giant of the labour movement, the media screamed, when I didn't think he was all that tall. And I must have misheard in that documentary about the protracted Queensland electricity workers' strike, CQEB, the then ACTU Supremo Simon caught on the sidelines pushing a deal to sell the workers down the drain. But his legacy best expressed by our old mate Industry Profits Council Supremo Innes Will Cost the workers, who praised Simple Simon for his support for and understanding of the caring business class. Innes Will Cost the workers. What greater tribute could we get for a giant of the labour movement? Meanwhile, a giant of the academic movement, caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, called for the voice referendum to be cancelled because I don't want it to, you know, like, lose. Well, Pete, not sure you've thought of this, but there's one way you can make sure it doesn't lose. Despite his sincere concern, Pete called on voters in the upcoming Fadden by-election to show the government they oppose the voice, expose big Supremo Anthony Albanese for his refusal to provide details, 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 presumably the details he has attempted to get through Pete's head time and again, showing either Pete is so dumb he doesn't get it, or, dare we suggest, his plan is to obfuscate and confuse something very simple. Not that we're ruling out the dumb bit. Over in Western True Blue Aussie, caring True Blue Aussie's doing their bit to help us all, like Kerry Stacks of Wealth, the filthiest rich of the filthy rich, Gina Wronghart, 20 fell forests, are concerned their desire to help us might be thwarted by new Aboriginal heritage laws, terra nullius non-people thwarting progress, particularly on the vast cattle stations they all own. What right do terra nullius non-people have to think they can have a say in what happens on these great true blue Aussies' vast lands? Kerry concerned his plans for a dam on one of his Kimberley properties, note one of, could be opposed by local terra nullius non-people when all he wants to do is clear about 200 hectares of bush so he can draw on groundwater to provide feed for his cattle. It's his land. The laws passed just after Rio Tinto, the planet, did its bit to wipe out thousands of years of terra nullius non-people history at Juukan Gorge, but on hold ever since, come into effect today. Thus, panic for poor Kerry and poor Gina and poor Twitty et al. Over threats from people who have no respect for other people's property, for vast, vast expanses of other people's property. Oh, how could I forget? Sorry, listener, the week that was, and I haven't mentioned the big news of the week. Tickets for a concert. And well-named, because to get a ticket, you had to be swift. Former New South Wales Supremo Gladys Berejiklian says she has done nothing wrong, always acting in the public interest. And yeah, she's spot on, because the public has developed an interest in her interest in the public of the Wagga Wagga electorate. Finally, insightful article this week by a bloke called Nick Hossack, real name, former advisor to big Supremo Little Johnny Howhard, these days, quote, public policy advisor, attacking big four corporate PwC for pricks with confidentiality, pointing out the private sector and the public sector are different, and pricks with was just doing what the private sector does. Just like the snake asks, why did you bite me? Which answered, because I'm a snake. Great insight, Nick, and thanks for assuring us the economy is in safe hands. Good morning.